Right now we're heading to an area called the Westmoreland Camp Wisdom Tag Area. It's an area that the city has identified as a high crime area with violent crime and property crime.
You get the impression he'd make a good tour guide. Sergeant Anthony Martin of the Dallas Police Department certainly knows the terrain in which he patrols. Driving around, I was given a complete social breakdown of the neighborhood. But this was also a chance for Sergeant Martin to talk about the divisions that apparently now exist between America's police and the population they're supposed to be serving. It's a raw subject for Sergeant Martin. He himself is one of the force's black police officers.
The hardest thing right now is really trying to rebuild trust in the community, particularly in our African-American communities and Hispanic communities. They feel as if the police are occupying force. I don't know why that happened. I would just take a wild guess because of the media coverage.
I've got to tell you that African-Americans in this city I've spoken to, they didn't talk about the media. They all had stories about police pulling them over, police acting in a way they felt was disrespectful because they were African-Americans.
You know, it's unfortunate that our citizens feel that way about the Dallas Police Department. Here in Dallas, I think the officers do use good judgment. I treat people the way my mom has taught me to treat people, fair.
Dallas police are certainly supposed to be different. Over the past few years, this force has been pioneering what they call a community-based approach to policing, an approach that was brought in against the wishes of some more traditional officers. Sergeant Martin tried to show me what it meant in practice.
Okay, we're currently driving in an area, Southwest Center Mall, and this mall has become a dead zone because of the perception of the mall. The perception of this area is that it's high crime activity, high murders, high robberies, and things of that nature.
So it doesn't feel like there's many people around. All these shops, cafes, but there's nobody here.
Well, I mean, you're right. Take a look around. There, it is pretty dead. However, I am proud to say violent crime in this area is down 10%. But we're using alternatives before we use enforcement. So it's not down because we're arresting more people. It's down because we're communicating better with the public in this area.
You sound like a very progressive liberal and not like perhaps people imagine a policeman. Are you saying all this just because I'm here, or do you really believe it? You don't think the answer is to just take criminals and lock them up and throw away the key?
No, I believe taking people and locking them up doesn't work. It's proven it doesn't work. It just overpopulates the prison system.
Wisdom at Trotta, the intersection of Yannick and Camp Wisdom.
There certainly wasn't much in the way of heavy crime on the day of this patrol. A woman arrested under an outstanding warrant for drug possession, reports of minor disturbances. But all of this, of course, paling into relative insignificance after the shooting last week, which killed five of Sergeant Martin's colleagues. While we were parked up, a local homeless man leaned in through the car window to offer condolences, though his message to the police wasn't entirely a positive one.
I hate it happen. But then you got bad cops that make people like that, because they go around and they use their authority. And I've been out here on the streets, so I know. You got people just because they got a badge and a gun, you can be doing nothing just in the wrong place at the wrong time, but you'll get caught up.
Sergeant Martin, you got someone leaning into your car telling you that some of the police are doing bad here and using their authority wrongly. Not you, but what do you make of that?
I make of it that, you know, I hear the outcry, because that's what it is. It's an outcry when you start having people in the streets and protesters. But at the same time, we have to have this open dialogue from people like him with the police department so we could come up with a strategy to change the way they feel and the way the police department approaches things.
My heart is so heavy about what happened the other day. That just means that we need to come together.
This woman was passing by in her car, but when she saw Sergeant Martin's uniform, she stopped to offer more unqualified condolences and also advice for her own community.
I want to tell black people, love yourself first. If you don't care, why should they care? We should come together, and it's all about love. And I thank God for this protection. Side of me is just rejoice just to see you guys today, and you're on duty, you're still moving accordingly, and I thank you for that.
All right, where are you going?
Nowhere.
Sergeant Martin spotted two youngsters whose families he previously had dealings with.
Come over here. This is one of my reporter friends from England.
Hey there.
You ever met anybody from England?
Nope.
No? No. Why don't you shake his hand?
How do you do? What's your name?
Tyrone.
What's yours?
Joshua.
Guys, what do you make of the police? What do you think of the police?
They're good people. I want to be a police when I grow up.
So, why are your friends and your family so upset when I have to take them to jail?
I don't know, because they've been bad.
So, you think the police should take people to jail if they're breaking the law and being bad?
Yes.
Okay. I want to give kids the positive impression of the police. Really, like the police are really here to help them, to help the citizens.
What image did you have of the police when you were a child?
I really wanted to be a police officer, but there were times I seen some things I didn't agree with. My hopes is with us giving them the positive impression that the problems of the generation we're having now, of the 18, 19, 20 years old, who absolutely do not respect the police or the authority that this generation that we're focusing on now, will.
Do you think you can move away from the crisis you seem to have in America? Because I have heard very sober-minded people here telling me that America is really on the brink with this current conflict between its people and its police officers.
I don't have that view. I am very optimistic. We have to start piece by piece, and here in Dallas, Texas, this is where my piece is. I think each officer have to take it upon themselves to examine their behavior and to examine how they approach things. We can make a change forward for the best.